Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eclipse Day, the last one in this amazing year, 2021. Yeah, I think you should get your space suits on, especially your space boots, because we're going to do some very powerful work today. So I know you're all prepared for this. So make sure your spine's nice and comfortable, and you may want to lie down for this. And we'll go over the interview, and then we'll get into the activation, which will might be 40 minutes, might be a little bit longer. And as you know, these activations are always live and organic, so you can listen to them whenever as if you were listening to it live. Plus, each time you listen, you'll get deeper levels. So most of the activation is done on the silent levels or in the silent realms. So much of it you will get through your subconscious. And just allow a very gentle integration. No healing crisis. Just go with the flow. Okay? Okay. So let's get started with the overview. I believe this is our first actually Saturday afternoon event that we've ever done, from my recollection. So we're doing this noontime Eastern, which also carries the power of 12. So let's bring that into this activation as well, the power of the number 12. We're going to work with the four pillars of light, white gold, to bring forth your brilliance and radiance. So open up your crown chakra. Rose pink to amplify your love and compassion. Heart chakra. Cobalt blue to bring forward your wisdom and grace. Could be solar plexus and throat chakra as well. Oh, here we go. And then the violet. Violet purple to empower your cleansing and healing abilities. That could be all chakras. And together, these powerful lights will help create expanded consciousness into the fifth dimensional matrix of many possibilities. And we would like to make a note here that the gamma field, we're going into the gamma field. We've called it by many names before. Quantum, oneness, stillness, void. So more precisely, we're going to bring our focus to the gamma field. And that is basically 40 to 100 hertz, if you're into the hertz frequencies, but not important. Just know we're going into the gamma. That's beyond delta and theta, as far as brainwave states go. Okay. And let us use this powerful energy today to set magnificent intentions and prayers. This solar eclipse aligns with the photon belt. That's that pure energy that's coming through our quadrant of the universe, shaking things up a bit, eh? And the mighty earth changes and our ascension process will produce powerful internal changes that can affect the rest of your life in tremendous ways. Unseen at this moment. We ask you to come to the event prepared for mighty shifts in consciousness, mind, emotions, and body. Powerful will be this solar eclipse affecting catalytic change on the world scene, in our hearts, the elemental kingdom, and the inner new earth. The guided activation, as with all activations we bring forth, will be a spontaneous channeling from the quantum, the gamma field, and what this group is ready to receive and embody according to your trust and belief in yourself. We will be assisted by Kuthumi. who holds a very high office regarding the ascension process and planetary awakening. Mary Magdalene, Sanat Kumara from Venus, and Saint Germain. As they embody the four pillars of light, your pets and ancestors are always most welcome to attend. Peace, balance, joy, abundance, pure love. And we're going to add the silver light as an additional ray that will be in this activation, knowing that that's going to help disinfect, if you will, your etheric bodies. So this will be a very gentle, can be a very gentle cleansing process with the silver. And you can envision the silver as translucent, radiant, luminescence. These colors you can actually see through. So they're not heavy like they are on the earth plane, but they're very radiant and very, how shall we say, forever changing colors, tones, shapes, etc. Okay, so let's get started. And make sure your shoes are off, please. Okay, let us tune in to the solar eclipse vibration. And imagine that your consciousness is going through an eclipse event on many different levels. So give your body permission to receive this eclipse in a way that it has never received activations before. So we're going to gently breathe in and out with the knowing that you are aligning your awareness and your physical body to the power of this eclipse event today. No matter where you are in the world, it can also affect your ancestors as you can invite them into this activation as well as your pets. And let's do this. Let's invite your family, the souls of your family, into this activation, wherever they may be, on the earth plane, on the other side, in between lifetimes. And envisioning that you are spiritually from the gamma field, aligning very deeply with their soul's presence. You're going to ask them to kindly receive as best they can this activation. And that whatever is needing healing through the relationship level is being offered today. Any unresolved experiences and memories from the past or from the present or from other lifetimes. And let us now ground through the Earth Star Chakra below your feet to the new Earth. As the new Earth is experiencing this eclipse event, and invite the elemental kingdom to join you in this activation. the nature spirits, the devas, the fairy kingdom, the mineral kingdom. The spirits of the air, the earth, the water, and the fire. And ask these elementals to help you with your internal healing, with the cleansing, with the acknowledgement of your gifts. Allow them to be as reflector messengers to mirror back to you that which you are needing to experience and recognize within self today. And feel those pillars of light now beginning to amplify and to help support in your expanded awareness. So as you do this, continue to breathe and completely disengage energetically and emotionally from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, collective astral plane, fourth dimension, the old matrix, pain and suffering, the false matrix. And bring your awareness to that which is real, the gamma field, your high self, your expanded self. Bring focus back to that divine light that lives within. Letting go for a moment, everything that's happening upon the planet, emotionally, energetically, mentally, and letting go what may be happening in your body, medically speaking, and begin to refocus back to the true self, the one self, and cosmically breathe and align. And become. Move awareness through a golden arc of light. And feel the presence of these 4+1 pillars of light now, supporting you to go very deep within, cosmically breathing in and out these colors, these beautiful colors, merging with these colors. And create a most perfect alignment with all of your light bodies that exist on other dimensions. And create a more powerful connection to your body through your silver cord, your life thread, your consciousness thread, your creativity thread. And envision the 12 rays of creation being more aligned and activated into your daily life. Moving deeper, deeper into the stillness. Expanding awareness to encompass all that is in the true reality. Begin to breathe in the power of the spiritual sun. And allow that energy, that vibration, to trigger and activate your knowing, not only of your gifts that you have brought forth into this lifetime, but also solutions to your current challenges, awareness of possibilities beyond the mind, allow the body to receive the downloads into the brain. Now bring awareness. We're going to go into an inner temple. That exists in the or upon the inner dimensions. Beyond duality. We're going to move awareness towards this beautiful healing temple that exists on the etheric realms. And there will be Kuthumi and Mary Magdalene. Saint Germain and Sanat Kumara. And envision yourself sitting at a round table, at the round table with these beings of light. And they will appear to you in the way that you can understand them, spiritually speaking. We're at the round table. We're having a lovely discussion. A light-hearted discussion. About the nature of consciousness, about how to manifest from a soul level, how to initiate healing for your physical body, how to use your Akashic records, the information within your hall of records, how to use this information in your lesson plan for the earth. They will remind you of your lesson plan that you preordained before coming into incarnation, of which can be modified and can be altered. Open up your telepathic abilities. Saint Germain can show you how to use the power of the violet flame in not only cleansing the density, but raising frequencies, raising consciousness, and also how your chakra system works energetically. And Kuthumi is showing you about Christed consciousness, the teachings that Yeshua brought forth, that Buddha brought forth, the teachings of the avatars that have been on this planet, recorded and not recorded in our history. So these were the seers from ancient times. Also our extraterrestrial teachings. Including high technology. And the use of crystals, the mineral kingdom. As well as working with the elementals. And Magdalene is showing you about the, what is called the Magdalene teachings, the teachings of the divine feminine. And how to heal your secret, how to heal and to balance your sacred womb space. And your sacral chakra. She is showing you the lineage, so to speak, of the feminine teachings. That have come through the lineage that she represents. Not only going back in recorded time here on planet Earth, but also off planet. Other systems. And she's showing you how to effortlessly heal the wounded inner child. How to work with the victim archetype, the wounded child archetype, and how to balance the feminine with the masculine within your awareness and within your physical embodiment. And Sanat Kumara is bringing forth the Venusian teachings, and how to apply consciousness, how to direct consciousness in regards to your spiritual development and your personal ascension process. He is showing you the nature of evolution on the spiritual, within the spiritual planes, from a spiritual perspective. Let us invoke now the power of the silver light, this beautiful, pristine silver vibration. You're going to direct it through all of your subtle bodies and all the way down to your physical embodiment and to your home environment and your neighborhood. You can envision this silver light as a spiraling light that is cleansing the, shall we say, chaotic frequencies and vibrations that may be in your home, in your neighborhood and immediate environment, including your modes of transportation. Envision this silver actually neutralizing. Any and all chaotic fear vibrations in and around your home and neighborhood and immediate environment. And see it also going into the earth receiving this cleansing vibration. And envisioning the cleansing of the trees in your environment. And the cleansing of the air. Cleansing of the waters in your neighborhood. And feel this silver cleansing the mind, the mental body, and the emotional body. Neutralizing all energetic viruses and free-floating fear vibrations. And we're going to follow that up with the pure white light and envision this beautiful, pure, white light cleansing the aura of your home and your modes of transportation. And moving through all the cells within your home, your physical home. Moving through the walls, the furniture, the flooring, the foundation, the roof, the windows, the doors, crawl spaces, basements, attics, cleansing the whole of your home, the foundation, cleansing the history of your home, of all the occupants that have ever lived in the home, including the construction crew that built the home. Now let's follow that up with a pure golden light. Again, you can envision spirals of light. Cobalt blue, a very deep, penetrating, very soothing cobalt blue. Let's bring in the violet again. And envision the violet moving through your gray matter in your brain, your physical brain. Activating latent DNA, chromosomes and genes, relating to your awakening process. And feel the violet moving through your nervous system. Moving through your eyeballs, your optic nerves, your sinus cavity, your thyroid gland, activating your immune system to an even stronger level. And circulating completely through your sacred womb space. And deep into the root chakra. Deep into the pelvic area. Into the knees, the chakras within the knees. And the chakras within the ankles and in all of your toe joints, little chakra points in your toe joints. And the soles of your feet, your heel bone, down into the earth star. And down into inner earth. We're going to follow up with the rose pink light. Focus it down through the aura of your home. Your modes of transportation. And ask the spirit of your home to completely receive this vibration. The pure love energy. And envision this energy moving through your neighborhood, moving through your immediate environment, and even your workspace. Now bring awareness back to the round table, the gathering at the round table. And invite your family members and ancestors, those that are ready to receive this empowerment, to be with you in this round table with the masters. and ask them, as with yourself, to receive supreme clarity. Supreme clarity of purpose and intent. Direction and focus. And balance and harmony. And envision the earth from this round table, this gathering within the higher dimensions, envisioning the earth receiving the four pillars of light energy plus the silver. Envisioning all governments, all countries, all peoples, and animals, and the plant life, and the forests, and the rivers, and the lakes, and the oceans, and the mountaintops, being infused with these vibrations, these transformational vibrations. And envisioning all souls waking up from the dream. That the great awakening is occurring upon the planet, including the animal kingdom. And all pets, and now envisioning God's love encircling the whole planet, inner Earth as well, being infused in the aura of Creator. In the earth, receiving the blessings, and the power of this eclipse event today, and seeing these pillars of light anchoring deep within the earth. And envisioning the planetary chakra system activating into its full power. Sacred sites being restored. Power points activating. And the axis, the rotation of the earth being restored to its original spin and alignment with the great central sun. And the same for your physical body, your north-south axis pole alignment being restored to its original divine blueprint. Affecting now your assemblage point in your chest. As well as your pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. Now, let all of that continue to occur on its own, bringing awareness back to the round table. And receive now the blessings from these masters and your message, your personalized message for this day, this eclipse day. And as we bring to conclusion this activational event, know that you can return to this temple at any time in your meditations to continue the process, to continue the roundtable discussion. So let us give thanks to all beings that have supported this eclipse activation, seen and unseen. And let us return very gradually now back to the body and your room here on Earth, bringing with you the awareness of what is occurring on the inner planes. Gently parachuting back to your physical body. Feel the alignment within your spinal column from these new energies. Grounding with the new earth, feeling 100% supported by Mother Gaia, by the Divine Feminine. Let us take 3 deep breaths through the body, coming back more awake, more alert, more alive, more focused, centered, calm, peace. Coming back to your body with a greater sense of self and your divine purpose. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Those of you that wish to stay in the zone, you may drop off on the call now. Let's take one more deep breath of appreciation and gratitude. Blessings to your body. And feel the presence of the I Am resonating through the heart chakra, through your still point. Allow for deep openings within your intuition from this day forward. and coming back with the knowing that you can be free upon this planet. And that you are a sovereign being. And that you have the freedom and the choice to create your divine reality. And that God is always with you, even when the body is sleeping. Feel the presence of the I Am. And awaken into the now.